Hey y'all, it's your girl Geneva Jewel on the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. I just wanted to welcome you all to our first episode. I'm so excited to be live with you all, and I'm so glad that you are listening to me. If you don't know, this is your girl Geneva Jewel, and the podcast is a place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today, your special guest is me. I am doing this initial episode so that I can let you know what to expect from our community and what to expect from me as your podcast host. So right now, what we are going to do is I'm going to let you know who I am. I'm going to talk about who you are, and then we will end it with where are you going? Of course, I'll have some definitions for you because I always want to come correct and give you some information that you can use to take home and apply into your lives. So I'm going to just go ahead and get started. So again, my name is Geneva. Last name is Miller, but I am author Geneva Jewel, and I am the owner of Geneva Miller Consulting. We are a woman-only firm that is here to help emerging women get to the place that they need to get to in their lives, and we use God as our foundation, and God, aka, is Jesus Christ. So my journey started off as a single mother, as a single woman trying to raise her children the best way that she knew how without going crazy, for lack of a better word. So I am a registered nurse now by trade, but before I was a LPN. I have worked at several different credit card companies. I've worked at insurance companies. I've done it all. But the one thing that I realized was that for me, things didn't work out the way that they worked out for my friends. So I knew that there was something else that I was supposed to do. I just hid behind being shy, overweight, or even having low self-esteem. So those areas for me are pain points, and they will be topics that we discuss in the future. But right now, we're not going to discuss those topics. So who I am. I am a woman of God. I am a woman who is here to help you get to the place that you need to get to and get there without having to experience too much pain. Now, if you listen, you may be able to get some tips. If you apply those tips, that will be where your life is changed. I promise to always be transparent. I promise to tell the truth. And I promise to make sure that I bring you credible women who are able to help you in the areas that you need the most help. I wanted to talk to you today about who you are. Some of us don't know who we are. Some of us know our names. We know where we come from. We know that we are someone's mother. We are someone's sister. We are a coworker, but we don't know who we are. So I'm going to ask you, if you think about it, you're writing it down, if you're following me on Instagram or if you're following me on Facebook, just comment on my page and say, Geneva, I am 1, 2, 3. If somebody was asking me that question, I would say Geneva is a woman who is determined, right? Before, I would not have said I was a woman who was determined. You want to know why? Because I didn't know where I was going. But now that I know my purpose, now that I know how to get there and the avenues that the Lord would like for me to do, I am going to take all that I can and apply it in an easy way, but also one that will stretch me, right? So sometimes there are things that we need to do in life to get to the who that we are that causes us to have to stretch, that causes us to have to think, that causes us to have to say, you know what? I may not be where I want to be right now, but I know where I'm going. So I know that when I get to that destination, that will be one thing checked off on my accomplishments, and then I can move forward into the next stage of my life, okay? So who are you? Another key thing that I want you to think about is Googling or looking up the meaning of your name, okay? So I value what names mean, and I looked up the meaning of my name. So Geneva means is a juniper tree, right? Juniper trees are trees, you would think, but there was a specific passage in the Bible that talked about a juniper tree. And when the juniper tree came into play, the person who was sitting under that tree came to get knowledge and nourishment and understanding. So I can see where when my mother and my father would call me Geneva, that they were letting me know that I was a place where people would come to get nourishment, understanding, and to be able to equip people to the best of my ability so that they can move forward into their lives and into their purposes and into their destinies without being stuck. Okay. So I want you to think up, I want you to think about, and I want you to look up the definition of your name in reference to who you are. We are going to take a quick break. You're going to hear a commercial from me and we'll be right back. Hey y'all, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This continues to be the place for emerging women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today, your special guest is me. So I hope that you were enjoying what I was speaking about prior to the commercial in reference to knowing who you are. Make sure you remember to look up your name and make sure you remember to put that definition down in a notebook that you always carry. Maybe put it on your phone in your notes section and also leave it on our Instagram page at @GenevaJewel_, or you can leave it on the Facebook page at Geneva Miller, because I would love to hear from you. So now we're going to talk about, where are you going? Again, this is our initial episode, so I want to keep it short and sweet so that I can keep your attention and let you go on about your Saturday. But do you know where you're going? That was a question that I had no answer to for about 30 years. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know who I wanted to be. I had a little idea of what I wanted to do, but the only thing that I could say was that I knew I wanted to make enough money to take care of my two children. So I did some things that we will talk about on future episodes. But the one thing that I want to ask you today, because remember, you're here to be equipped. So where are you going? Do you have a plan for your future? And does that future include you knowing who you are? Okay, I have a book out, and it's a devotional, and it's called His Beloved. His Beloved was written as a devotional to God, but also a devotional to women who are single, women who have been divorced, women who are mothers who may not know where to go. You may have some issues with condemnation. You may have some issues with your faith wavering. You may have some issues with fear. And this devotional was written so that you could transform your mind by thinking differently. Okay, so if you don't know where you're going, I suggest that you pick that book up at GenevaJewel.com, and you'll be able to purchase it right from our website. It will come with a bookmark for you and a declaration mark as well. The declaration mark is something that you can use to bookmark your pages, but you can also say it every single day as a reminder to declare your destiny and not let your past be your future. Okay, so where are you going? Do you know? What is something that is bothering you or something that gets on your nerves about what's going on in the world today? Can you be a catalyst for change? Or do you want to be someone who's sitting on the sidelines doing nothing? And what I mean by doing nothing, I know it's not, life is not a game. It's not a race, right? We should take it one day at a time. But there is something inside of you that needs to be birthed. There is something that you were born to do. Every single one of us was born to do something. And if you don't do that something, it's always going to nag at you. You may find something else to fill its place: school, men, alcohol, drugs, sex. I don't know. You may find something to fill its place momentarily, but you will still come back and you will still fill that void and you will still have something missing. You will still have something lacking. You will still have something broken if you don't figure out where you're going. Having issues figuring out where you're going, you might want to get to the secret place. And the secret place means that you spend time with God without saying, "Hey God, it's Monday. Thank you for waking me up. I'll see you later. Keep me safe. Bless my car. Bless my mom. Make sure my check comes in and I'll be all right." No, God is not a genie in a bottle. He is not someone that you can just rub on his belly, tell him that you love him, raise your hand on Sunday, and then go about your business Monday through Saturday. You got to be in relationship with him. You have to let him know that he is first priority in your life. And then the person who created you will show you the path. He will illuminate the path so that you can get to the destination that you are supposed to be and get there safely. But we have to listen, okay? We have to listen. So I'm going to give you your two definitions, and then I'm going to leave you with a task, okay? So the definition of equipped is to prepare someone mentally for a particular situation or task. I'm going to say that one more time. The definition of equipped is to prepare someone mentally for a particular situation or a task. Would you like to know how long I have been trying to mentally prepare myself for this journey? It's been about 5 years. Would you like to know how long I went to church before I even read my Bible on a daily basis? I would probably say about 20 years, because I've been going to church since I can remember. Okay? There have been things in my life that I have done that I wish that I could do over. But what I can say is that time is redeemed when you get in the secret place. Time is redeemed when you put God first, okay? So he don't think, oh, you're listening to Geneva and she's doing this podcast and she has it all together. I do not. I am a woman who has to juggle many hats, but I thank God for also being able to listen to him. I thank him for my family. I thank him for my husband. And I also thank him for my circle of friends. Please, you have the opportunity to change your life. You have the opportunity to change people around you. You have the opportunity to change things that are going on right now that may be a generational pattern in your families. But you have to know where you're going. You have to choose those friends wisely. If you're doing things right now and you want to succeed and you want to start a business, get around someone who knows more than you and glean from them. Now, don't be stingy and not give back, but at least be able to glean from them and not take and be a burden. Be someone who listens without the mentor even knowing that they're your mentor. Get under someone else. Understand the things that you don't, and then apply those into your future, okay? So that's the definition of being equipped. The Lord prepared me mentally for certain things. Do I need more preparing? Absolutely. That's why I stay in the secret place, okay? Number two, the definition of reign. There are two of them that I like. The first one is to hold royal office, to rule as a king or a queen, right? So we're going to rule as queens wherever we go. And then the second one is be the best or most important in a particular area or domain. I'm closing my notebook now because I've written all my notes down and now we're coming to the closing, right? So you want to be the best in your domain. And here's the thing. Everybody has different levels, right? So I may be skilled in one area. You may be skilled in something else. So our levels differ, okay? But I can be the best at my level. So here's an example. I have self-published my own book, right? And I am able to teach authors about self-publishing their own books, right? I have a workshop that's called She Was Born to Write, where I teach women how to write their own books, how to figure out their who, their why, and their wisdom, okay? I'm not somebody else who does book retreats, okay? I'm not someone who has books on Books a Million and different things like that, but I can help you get to a certain destination, and I know who those people are, okay? So let's say you can teach numbers 1 through 5, but numbers 6 through 10, you cannot. So I know that my people are numbers 1 through 5, and I target them or I focus on them, right? So when it comes to reigning, I know which particular area that I can reign in, and I walk in my lane. That is your homework. I want you to write down and figure out where is it that you reign. Maybe you're a good cook. Maybe you're a good mother who knows how to explain how to tie your shoes very well. Maybe you're someone who knows how to navigate through social media and make Facebook ads. I don't know what it is, you know. And whatever it is that you do well, you want to do it effectively and you want to share it. You don't want to be stingy. Don't let the fear of, I don't know what's going on, or will these people like me, or maybe I shouldn't talk to this person, or maybe she's going to look at me a certain way. We want you to get rid of these fears. And I say we is because I have a team of people behind me who are able to assist you, right? We want to go to different classes and we want to go to different workshops and we want to do different things. I know the world is closed right now. Well, it's open, but I know we can't see people face to face or tangibly touch someone, but there are many avenues and many free resources that you can apply right now. You just have to take that step. Okay. So your homework is to figure out where you reign. Okay. Remember, GenevaJewel.com is where you can find me. You can also find us on Google Podcasts. You can find us here on Anchor FM. There's another one called Breaker. We'll be on iTunes soon. But She's Equipped is what I want you to leave here with today. You are going to declare that I am equipped, I am able to reign, and I'm going to do it as a queen with my crown on my head straight. Okay, so you can follow me again, www.genevajewel.com. You can follow me there. You can also purchase the His Beloved devotional on the website, and you can also find out about our No More Fragments Masterclass. All the things that I discussed today may have something to do with fear, may have something to do with the orphan spirit, or it may have something to do with bitterness, because bitterness is something that closes us off from being able to see people the way that we should, because our eyes are tainted by what has happened in our past. Remember, our past doesn't determine our future, but where we are going and the path that God has for us is what we need to focus on, and that's where you reign. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on my initial podcast episode. Please leave a comment. Please send an email at she'sequipped@gmail.com. Send me a text message if you have my phone number. I would love to know what you think. And I would also love for you to share. All right. Thank you. I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Thank you all for listening to today's She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM, where each week I introduce you to a woman who is equipped in her own wisdom and shares her gems with you. Don't forget, next Saturday we'll be here with Tanera Willis. She is the author of The Amazing Wetheads' First Adventure, The Jewelry Store Heist. And of course, don't forget to poachers, our His Beloved devotional, where you can renew, transform, and prosper at GenevaJewel.com. If you would like to be a guest on the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel, please send an email to she'sequippedpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram and my blog as well at GenevaJewel.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. Until next time, remember to walk in your wisdom, own your worth, and create your own table as an emerging woman. This is your girl, Geneva Jewel, and I will see you next week.